I'd like to call this meeting in the Summit Hill School Board to order. If you'd all please rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. And a roll call, please, Ms. Fravor.
Mrs. Martin.
Here.
Mr. Leonard.
Here.
Ms. Murphy.
Here.
Mr. Martin.
Here.
Mr. Fravor here. Ms. Borgens.
Here.
Mr. Merritt.
Here. Okay. And we have no public comments, as we have no public. And moving down to action items, we'll start with 4A, the consent agenda. The only item we have on there is employment. So at this time, can I have a motion that the board approve the items on the consent agenda for this meeting as presented, including 4A1, approval of employment of staff, including Elizabeth Henderson, FLMA teacher at Summit Hill Junior High, and Jamie Grand, a paraprofessional at Hilda Walker School.
So moved.
Second. Motion's been made and seconded. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mrs. Martin.
Aye.
Mr. Leonard.
Aye.
Ms. Murphy.
Aye.
Mr. Martin.
Aye.
Mr. Faber. Aye. Mrs. Borgens.
Aye.
Mr. Merritt.
Aye. And the motion carries. And now we will move on to page 9 in your board book, and this is the approval of the replacement boiler. So Mrs. Raines, if you want to introduce this.
I'll turn it over to Mr. Wiley.
Yeah. So on the second floor addition at Walker, there are two small boilers, pulse boilers, that feed that addition. One was replaced a number of years ago, but the other one has failed, and both are needed to heat the second floor there. We solicited three quotes. The lowest was Storm Consulting at $17,617. And so we're just asking that work be approved so we can get it all wrapped up before heating season is upon us. Oh, this is in the budget also. It was in the budget at the preliminary budget you saw in July. So it'll continue to be there. So.
And the $17,617 is inclusive of TRIA's fee.
TRIA was not consulted for this one. It's pretty straightforward, standard replacement, so we did not need to use TRIA for that.
Not like what we did at Rogus.
These are
correct,
very small,
right.
Very small units.
Yeah, they're maybe the size of the select arm, maybe
okay.
Smaller.
And is there a contingency in this one?
No, there is not. That was the equipment, material, and labor for the entire project.
This is the direct quote. Okay.
Yeah. So I guess, you know, you can amend the motion maybe to do it not to exceed or something like that in case something does come up, but, you know, we don't anticipate that being the case.
Any other questions? 617. Okay. Can I have a motion that the Board of Education approve Storm Consulting Group to replace the second floor boiler at Walker in the amount of $17,617?
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. I would actually like to amend the motion and make the amendment. I would move that we make this not to exceed $19,500, which will give a 10% contingency. Can I have a second for the amendment?
Second.
Okay, motion has been made and seconded. The amendment has been made and seconded. So at this time, we're voting on the approval of Storm Consulting not to exceed $19,500. Any questions or comments? We have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber.
Mrs. Martin.
Aye.
Mr. Leonard.
Aye.
Ms. Murphy.
Aye.
Mr. Martin.
Aye.
Mr. Faber. Aye. Mrs. Borgens.
Present.
Mr. Merritt.
Aye. And the motion carries. And now we're moving to the approval of the change orders for the Walker condenser project. And this is the project that we had approved previously and the work was underway. And then an additional issue was found in, do we want to have
yes.
TRIA speak to this?
We're going to ask Nick from TRIA. Mm-hmm. He's been the project manager, and what he'll do is share with us some rather exciting news of less cost than we anticipated.
Yes,
So Nick with Tria Architecture, I'm the project manager. We've been working diligently end of last week and through the weekend. I'm happy to report we negotiated with the contractor and we're not going to ask for an additional change order amount. This project did have a contingency allowance of $10,000. Before this wiring issue, controlling issue was discovered, we had used about $750 for a maintenance item. When the units were taken apart, the coils were very dirty, which can affect the use of those units and the efficiency. So we asked the contractor to clean those units. It was a maintenance item. You didn't need to do it. The contractor didn't need to do it, but it worked out while he was in there. A couple weeks ago, just before the project was to be wrapped up, it was discovered that the way we have seven units that were replaced, the way that those units were controlled and wired originally, back in the mid-1990s, I think it was 92 or 94, they weren't done to today's industry standards or even to at those times industry standards. And we could not replicate that without warranty issues on the new units, which wouldn't be good. It also, the way these units were wired previously, probably we can assume added to not having longevity of those units, and they were energy inefficient, so high electrical bills was definitely a symptom of that. We've negotiated and gone back and forth with the contractor to use the allowance money, so the $10,000 allowance money in full, to cover what was discovered with these wiring and controls. What that would mean is that the additional $750 to clean the dirty coils would then just be direct billed from the contractor to the district and not part of this project. There's been cooling in the building, so don't think that the building's been without air conditioning. We've had some capacity for cooling since the beginning of August. Right now, as it sits today, out of the seven units, two can function at 100%, five can function at 50%, and through this week, we'll be getting the rest of the units online to 100.
So the contractor who's doing the work was going to charge $17,559 for the additional wiring work, and then today they came back and said they would do it for 10, but it's the same work. We didn't change the scope.
We didn't change the scope of work. There was items in there that we were owed based on the project specifications for sequence of operations of controls and whatnot. So we brought that to their attention that there was a bit of an overreach that we felt.
So stuff they had bid on with the original project that they were
included with the original.
Okay.
But there was additional items. We tried to be as fair as possible, which they wouldn't have known until they got to the conduit. I'm oversimplifying it a bit, but when you go to wire something and you're expecting five wires and you only have three, was basically, if you were to boil it down, again, it's a way oversimplification, but that's what it comes
to. It's a phase issue.
It's with, there's multiple phases for these units. So there was a workaround before that kind of short-circuited it. And that's why as of right now you have 50% because it's one phase. So once we get them up, there'll be two phases.
This is kind of a ridiculous question, but would this have had anything to do with the noise coming out of the units? Would they have been louder?
It seems like it shortened the life expectancy.
Well, remember,
right, no, we got
an email from one of the neighbors, and it was quite a funny email, actually, but he was jokingly complaining about the noise.
A little too loud. That certainly could be a symptom.
Okay.
Not for certain, and with the units long gone and
right.
Recycled in the dumpster. But with the short cycling and only using the one phase versus two, you shorten the lifespan of the unit, and when the unit starts to go, that's when it starts to get noisy. It's like your furnace.
Okay.
I don't know if this is a dumb question, but do we have any way of going back to the original contractors? That's probably...
It would be 25 years.
Right.
Or
Because, I mean, it sounds like...
I'm not attorney, but it's...
Probably not a realistic...
statute of limitations, really.
Okay.
And it could have been okay back then, but it's certainly not to today's standards.
Okay.
And those would have been the original units? Because that's when the building would open.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Those were the original.
Yeah.
And there was some empty wire that they were able to reuse that was put in back in 1992-94. So that helped cut some of the cost out. And...
because that would turn into the electricians versus the heating and air guys under the one general and...
Right, right. I'm just wondering if we could claim ill practice, but it doesn't sound like it's worth it.
Yeah. Not for okay. Me.
It's going to be wrapped up, if not, end of this week by Monday.
Okay.
Perfect.
So we have no action on this then?
Correct.
You've got what you need?
Rogus Roof, if you want to update on that one real quick.
Sure.
That one went very well. The project was to be substantially complete by July 31st. It was done a little bit early. We had some real favorable weather this summer. They wrapped up on the 28th. They're buttoning up with our punch list. We had an allowance of $25,000, which we spent some. There were some areas of deck that was deteriorated that we needed to replace. But the district will be getting back somewhere around $19,500 from that allowance.
So $6,000 of the allowance was for rotted deck underneath the
yep.
shingles?
And we were expecting more of it. And on the first day, we came across the most, so it was a little bit of a hairy situation. We thought, oh, what are we going to find? But luckily, very luckily, the rest of the deck looked very good.
Thank you.
Any questions? Thank you very much. That would be good news, by the way. You're not familiar.
Never questioned
it. All right, moving on. Item 7, there's no public, so no public comments. Future meeting dates, August 23rd, 2017, here at the administrative Mary Drew Administrative Center, 7 p.m. At this time, can I have a motion that we adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor acknowledge by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned. Oh,